This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. And I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today. CCA Star Tournament, Angler U, and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, getting to the weather. It's 84 down on the island in Galveston this morning. Feels like 93, they say. Don't feel too bad out there this morning. Looks like today we're going to have possibly mostly cloudy skies. Stray shower, thunderstorm is possible with a high of 89. Winds will be south at 10 to 20. And then for tonight, cloudy skies, stray shower, thunderstorm, low of 83. Winds south 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing later in the day with a stray shower or thunderstorm. High of 89, winds will be south at 10 to 20. It's kind of like a broken record on this southerly flow, but it's what they're calling for anyway. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have four of them. We've got a high coming up right now, 4:01 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It's a 1.1. Then we have a low at 8:26 a.m., a 1.0, and then a high at 10:31 a.m., a 1.1. Boy, those are some weak tides. And then a low at 7:23 p.m. tonight, a negative 0.1. That's your strongest tide this evening, that outgoing. Sunrise this morning, 6:25 a.m., sunset, 8:23 p.m., and our moon phase, just over a half moon, we're at 58%. Current conditions right now, currently looks like offshore, the buoy out there showing 85-degree air temperature, 88.7-degree water. It's pretty warm. South winds 13 to 16, and wave heights are 2 feet with a period of 6 seconds. Looks like Eagle Point, we have a south-southwest wind at 9 to 11, and it's 88-degree water at Eagle Point. Goodness. 84-degree air temperature. Morgan's Point, it's 83 at Morgan's Point with 87-degree water. South wind 7 to 11 miles per hour. So kind of warm. All right, let's get to our phone lines. Let's go check in with the old hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, and see what he's up to. Good morning, Glenn. What's going on over there in the Tri-Bay area?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. Man. Not too much. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be better. What's up with you?
Good. Did I miss the stats on the Star Tournament, or did you give them this morning?
I haven't done them yet. I'll. Okay. I should have done it. Thanks for reminding me.
Yes,
you
sir.
Like a job?
No.
I got to. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. It's 4th of July. I'm cooking. I'm booking. I'm doing everything. Hey, let's do it real quick. Let's do a Star Tournament leaderboard update.
Let's do it.
Shall we? All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. The Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. That's for a Ford truck, a Haney boat, Mercury engine, Coastline trailer. Two red tags have been weighed in, or actually, you know, placed in. Snip the tag off, turn the fish loose, and claim your prize. But Gary Merchant of Houston, he weighed that in at Marina Bay Harbor. That was tag number 1803. And pending polygraph, tag number RE1722. That's pending. We have four blue tag division sign-ups here that have weighed in. Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, they all caught a blue tag. That's for a transport boat, Mercury Motor, Coastline package. And Sheephead still being led by Enrique Rangel, 9 pound 9 ounce. He weighed that in at Glenda Sylvan Beach. Looks like Gaff Top still leading at 6 pound 1 ounce. Justin Morrison, Black Drum, Sue Lee of League City, an 11-pound, 10-ounce black drum. And looking at offshore division, the Haw Power offshore division, no kingfish have been weighed in yet, but we do have two Dorado that just showed up. Cameron Huebner of Fulshear has a 37-pound, 3-ounce Dorado, and Boyd Skinner of Austin has a 31-pound, 2-ounce. Danielle Greenwald of Freeport, she's still leading with a 56-pound, 15-ounce Ling. And Red Snapper had one finally weighed in. It's a 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper, Joseph Hansen of Rocheron. So that's where we're sitting at on the Star Tournament leaderboard. All right, Hammer, what's your leaderboard look like this morning?
Mine over here?
Yeah, yeah. What are you winning this morning?
No leaderboards on
barbecue and beer today, man.
Oh, I got it iced down already, buddy.
Boy.
I got it iced down.
So
patriotic. We're not going too far from the house today, buddy. We spent the last few days over in town, just, you know, doing our errands and running around and all that.
Yeah.
I've been working on my front porch this week and little power washing, getting ready to paint and all that.
Got
all
my fishing trips this week.
No, sir. No takers this week.
Nobody's looking. Nobody's booking.
Nah, nobody's looking. Nobody's booking. I've seen quite a few boats out. You know, a lot of people down here this week. But the only report I had, a friend of mine came earlier in the week. It was like on Tuesday, I believe, and he actually tried to get me to go with him, and I was doing something else. But he came back. I said, "How'd you do?" And he said, "Man, he caught a bunch of arm length skipjacks."
Uh-oh.
And couldn't get out of them. Couldn't get out of them. And
I caught a few last week. Those things are nasty, man.
Oh, they are. But you know, for a weird fish, that's a fighting boogaroo. They're quick as they could be 100 yards or 50 yards this way, you know what I mean, and scream and go the other way. They're just crazy. Crazy fish.
You know, most everybody uses a shock leader now when they're fishing with tails and, you know, topwaters and all that. But after you catch one of those nasty things, I know your leader adds security to you. But check for frays. I mean, they mess that line up so bad. A lot of people have been breaking some good fish off because of that. They'll catch a skipjack and won't check their leader, and then they'll throw back out and hook a good fish and then break it off.
Oh, they got a mouth full of teeth.
Well,
and they've got
just,
some big,
you know, the way they flip and turn, and if you're using multi-hook baits, they're psycho fish. I got
poor boy's tarpon. Poor man's tarpon.
I got problems, man. I got issues.
Sure,
if I had eyes that big, I'd have issues, too.
You wouldn't miss anything with eyes that big. But I guarantee you, wherever you're catching them, you're going to catch speckled trout, too. So, be ready, because they're all in the same feedlot. They're all looking for the same thing. Sometimes
that's good
their
bait,
belly,
though, man. Makes really good cut bait for redfish. I know a lot of guys down south that they'd rather have the mullet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had last Friday was my last trip 1 week ago today, and I had Mickey and Henry. They are one's 83 and one's 82, and it's a little. I got to slow down, get into a different gear with these guys, but I take care of them and I hand and put them and. And, you know, the bite, I guess the bite was all right. It was a lot of little bites. If you hear some growling, it's a little puppy that we got. He's going nuts with my other dog this morning.
That's all right.
But anyway,
hey, this is the outdoor show.
I got them all up.
We've
this
had
morning.
Wild hogs killed on air live. Ducks, hey, bring it.
Bring it on. We call him Piranha Mouth, man. This little dog has a mouth.
Man, that's the only bad thing about puppies. Them spatty teeth are always wanting to gnaw on you. Oh, man. They need all your furniture.
He's tearing Melinda's arms up. I mean,
what kind of dog is it?
Oh, I think there's about six different kind of dogs into this one dog.
Got your little Heinz there, little Heinz 57.
Yeah, I got me a Heinz.
Sometimes those turn out to be the best dogs, man.
He is. He's a cute little booger. He's got some pit in him, and he's got some Great Dane in him, and he's got.
Good
he's
Lord.
All messed.
Wonder how
I don't know what all they said. Labrador, pit bull. They named off about six kinds.
Malamute, little Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Anyway, with these old guys, I shouldn't say that because they get around pretty good, bless their hearts.
And yeah, hey, they're in their 80s and they're still getting in and out of a boat. My hat's off to them.
Good well, them. One of them has to get in the boat while it's on dry ground because it's just not, they're stepping down off of the dock.
Too unstable coming off the dock, yeah.
Yes, sir. It's a lot easier for him to climb up on my fender well and just step right in there and then we launch him. But anyway, we were catching all kind of stuff, man. He had a 24-inch red, and then he had a few speckled trout to go with it. And then
right.
some. I actually had some pretty good hand-sized croakers, and I think there was about eight or nine of them. So, and then a couple of sand trout. So it was just a mixed box. It wasn't a banner day, but they had fun with it. I mean, they didn't – look, if we would have caught nothing, they would have had fun. Just been in – they've been friends for 60 years. They've known each other for 60-something years, and they
right.
think alike, act alike, and they just love fishing, man. And they don't – he look, getting out and about, they're so appreciative, you know what I mean? They don't have to have no heavy limits or nothing. It's just to be able to get out. One of them drives from Austin to MD Anderson for his treatments, and
right.
Every time he comes in, he calls me, and he, can we go? And no matter what they fill him full of, he's always got strength enough to go fishing, man. And
well, he needs to be careful in his heat and the sun on chemo and all that. I know a guy the other day had a guy out on, he was, you know, taking chemo treatments, and he liked to went down mm-hmm. in the boat. They had to go in.
Yeah, no, I keep a good close eye on him, and he wouldn't come out there if, you know, if he didn't feel up to it. So,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, we had a good time and had him a mixed bag and man, those guys spending time together is what it's all about. I mean, that's, you know, your friends and your family. And hey, oh, little guy back here, but let's see what else is going on. That camps are holding bait. Live shrimp is available in the area. I've seen the croaker flags flying. So if you get here early on a holiday weekend, I'm not going to promise you anything because they could be sold out at 9 o'clock. Just so
sure.
What I'm saying is if you're going to get bait, you need to get in. You get
early
at that
bird
bait camp.
Gets a worm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And happy 4th to everyone, man. I've been enjoying watching these Astros. I mean, they're on
yeah,
a small run.
I didn't enjoy that game yesterday too much. That just,
well, I missed that one because it came on so early.
48 team or whatever their record is, worst team in baseball, but hey, it happens.
Well, you know, we're doing all right.
Cut out this weekend. We're in Dodgerville this weekend, so we're going to have to step
oh,
up.
That one. And then we come home for a couple of series.
Yeah.
I believe we finally come but home
we won
after
the
that.
Series. That's all that matters, too. I'll take 2 out of 3 every series.
You bet. You bet. That's plenty
Nobody
good.
Nobody can beat you. That's a fact, Jack. All right, Hammer. Well, hey, somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing the Tri-Bay area with you. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate it, Captain Mickey. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683, man. Happy 4th of July, buddy, and have a great one.
You do the same, and be safe.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Later, man. All right. All right, that's Captain Glenn Hammond over in the Tri-Bay area. Well, folks, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament that's currently going on, it's running all summer long through Labor Day weekend. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you're going fishing, get signed up before you go. You can register online. Just make sure you're signed up because you never know that next cast. It could change everything for you. $2 million in prizes and scholarships are up for grab. Inshore and offshore divisions, they have 120 tagged redfish swimming around in inshore Texas waters. And You just never know. They have other species to fish for inshore, like gaff top, drum, and sheephead, offshore fish, for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Simply go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hoffmeyer Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers, to name a few. Go to startournament.org, 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show on this 4th of July. How about that? 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County now and check in with Mr. Bob Green. Hey, Bob, how's it going, man?
Well, good morning. Happy 4th of July to y'all.
Same to you, but more of it, buddy.
I tell you.
I love today. Today's going to be a good day for everybody.
Absolutely. I'm going to fire up the smoker here in a bit, and I've got 8 Boston butts I got to stick
8
on there
Boston
and cook this
butts.
Morning.
Man.
Yeah, that's our potato, our baked potatoes, pulled pork baked potato sales going on Sunday, so I had to get a head start on it. So, anyway. Well, Ransom was terrific. Everything went good. The weather was good. You know, that got
that's
back
good.
Saturday. So, I had to rely on my buddies had been fishing. So, but you know, when I talked to him, it hadn't changed much from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, usually when we hit July, I notice a pretty big change in it, but it's still kind of the same of what was going on before I left, you know, early morning there.
John Littleton and his brother went over there and he sent me some photos. They caught some really good, solid fish, like you've been talking about. It just great average, you know.
There, I mean, every trip you were there was one day that I'd have, you know, if you'd picked out your 5 best fish out of the ones you had caught that day, it would have been a really good mess. But I mean, you just never know. I mean, one minute you may get, you know, an 8-inch fish. Or you may get one that was, you know, 7 pounds. So
yeah,
just kind of hang on. See, if you set the hook and it feels like it's hung, don't give up just yet. See if it gets a little head shake. that's it. And especially in deep water, I love catching those fish.
I like that when you set the hook and it feels like a stump and it just starts swimming off.
That's
good.
It.
You know it's a good one.
That's the perfect worm bite right there.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, the water temperature has told me anywhere from 87 to 92 degrees. So
it's hot.
It's getting there. Now, we got a couple of showers yesterday.
Yeah,
might,
I saw
might
that.
Help the surface temp a little bit. I still haven't got my bill yet for the 4 days or 3 days that I left the water hose going full blast. I keep waiting for that bill to come in, but. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be pretty. I mean, you should say it that way. And I was sitting there a while ago in my mind going, did I turn that hose off last night when after I watered the goats? I don't think I can handle another one of them. Of course, you know, they said, well, you don't have to pay it all at one time. You know, well, I don't know how much it's going to be yet, but I could have probably filled up, I don't know how many swimming pools, you know, for that. Oh, well, so, what was I fixing to say? I had a moment. well, anyway, yeah, Branson was fun. went and saw the shows more than thing. We ended up seeing four different shows, and this time we set everything up as dinner theaters. So, you know, and the hotel stay was good. They put us, you know, on a ground floor, so the dog didn't have far to go to go outside and different stuff. So, yeah, that little Yorkie had to go on vacation too. He couldn't stay by himself.
Yeah, your wife could probably put that thing in a purse, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a 3-pounder.
Yeah,
it's just about. So
them little,
just kinda...
little yappers, little toe nipper.
Yeah. You know, this one doesn't...
He's not a yapper?
No, this one's not unless you run a vacuum cleaner next to it, and then it'll raise cane.
Yeah.
It was at the Golden Nugget one day, and he was dog loves going to the gambling casinos, looking at the lights and the stuff, and everybody hoo-haws around it. So, oh, what beautiful. One of those deals.
Well, while you were in Branson, Missouri, did you go by the Bass Pro Shops headquarters?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Kind of ran out of time.
Right.
You know, there was so much to squeeze into those, you know, 5 days, and just didn't. And I was going to. I was going to drive by there and see if they had a trailer for a 2005 Nitro 898 Nitro. I'm going to have to get with McLean pretty soon here and see about getting it. I don't know if it's going to make it another year, so I have to get with them. And I think the son runs it now, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jason, yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And the dad had passed away. So.
Yeah,
but anyway,
Leon,
that's something
was
I got.
A good one. Man, that guy's taken care of us for over 40 years. Just goes way back.
Yeah, yeah, and Dwayne was there forever.
Yeah,
know?
Dwayne retired, and I don't know, when did he retire? 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's been several years ago. I think he was the last one I had talked to about it.
Right.
And then he retired. But anyway, I'll be getting on the water some next week. I got a grandson still out of school all next week and week after. So I'll be getting him on the water. I know he's ready to go stack up some of them perch.
You know, yeah, it's brim time, man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of bull brim being caught right now.
Well, I know there's been a lot fishing for them here, so, and this is the time to do it.
Your grandson, he mostly fishes Somerville, huh?
Well, that's what they had did all this year. I mean, they actually fished off the bank, you know, around those marinas, and was catching some 4 or 5. He caught a 6-pound. Bass when they moved in shallow, and of course, you know, when they do those little tournaments up there, they release them at that marina up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they would head back to clear across the lake or not, or if they'd just kind of stay in that area. It'd be kind of curious if they do or not. You think they would move that, you know, clear back to go
they
back
may.
To their bedding area?
They may go back to their home waters, you know, where they were born and raised, where they're.
Yeah.
You know, where their habitat is that they like.
Could be, but I sure know this year a lot of the areas where we fished last year and year before just didn't had to go out and find them somewhere else. I mean, they just moved out of certain areas. It was the first part of March. The first 2 weeks of March was really good in the same areas we had been fishing, and then all of a sudden they moved out. I don't know if it was because of the tilapia fishermen, which I haven't seen as many of them up there since it's gotten so hot, or if that's the reason they moved out of those, you know, couple of areas. But, I mean, they showed up somewhere else. But, you know, just, you never know exactly what makes them do that. I know the grass, some of that goofy-looking grass showed up that is kind of a sticky, greenish-looking junk that just, you know, you can't hardly get off the hook. Not like snotgrass, but just in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why everybody, you know, that bite in the morning don't last about 30 or 45 minutes if you're lucky. And then you're out there in, you know, 12, 14, 20 foot of water. And right now it seems like from what I'm hearing this weekend was that, yeah, you weren't catching a bunch in one spot, and you may have to come back to it again. You know, fish catch them until they quit biting, then run off and come back, you know, an hour later and fish that same spot, and those fish would start back again. So
right,
that's kind of what was going on. So, and of course, the water temperature depends on which end of the lake you're on and which way the wind's blowing.
Sure.
So that's surface temp. So. That's pretty much it. So I'll be I'll be glad to get back on the water and see. Yeah, not that I enjoy that July and August heat, but it'll definitely be a shorter morning.
Get in, man.
That's it. Yeah, probably be back at the boat ramp about 11 o'clock. If you start at 6 in the morning, or 5:30, whatever it is. I mean, we were meeting at the dock at 5:30, and it was still, when you got out to your fishing hole, you could see pretty good, and it wasn't long.
Right.
So what do you got planned today?
Little as possible.
Yeah. Take advantage of some
rest.
Just
chilling, chilling out.
Yeah.
Stay away from the water.
Yeah, my the youngest ones are coming up today, and they're going to help with the baked potatoes. Once we get it all cooked, then you got to, you know, break it all apart and squish it together and mix in the barbecue sauce, and it's just a lot to get done.
Yeah,
but you know, really with this smoker I've got, when I shut it in there, I don't open it again until it's done.
No, just leave it.
Let it go. It'll go anywhere from 10 to 12 hours.
Right.
Yeah, and it always gets me wondering about the time I'm here, because I got probes in them, and one of them will sit there and it'll be 20 degrees warmer or cooler than the other one, but it eventually, after that 10 hours, they all end up even out about the same as far as temperature. Yeah. So probes kind of keep me up on it. Yeah. So that's what my day will look like.
Well, in between,
I shredded one pasture yesterday, but didn't quite get it finished. And here comes a pretty good shower, so I don't think I'm gonna be able to get that finished today. So that's okay. I'll do something else.
Hey, it's not going anywhere. It'll be there for
no,
you.
No, at least the yard's mowed. So
there you go, man. All right, Bob. Well, hey, buddy. Somebody wants to come up to Fayette and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Well, I'll get you a better report, but it's still basically like it has been. So
yeah,
anyway, 281-460-9200. Just give us a holler. We'll holler at you later.
All right, Bob. Have a happy 4th, buddy. Be safe out
same
there.
To y'all.
All
okay,
right, brother. Bye. See you. All right. Well, AnglerU, they're committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. We're talking weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and their archives so you can see patterns over time. And their educational videos with instructional topics, they cover all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. And whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, AnglerU's got you covered. Go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today, and you'll receive great discounts from their partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:37 here in the Bayou City on 4th of July. I hope everybody has a great weekend and a safe one. You know, boating safety is, man, that's first priority if you're getting out. Just watch out for the other guy. I'm sure a lot of you know what you're doing, but, man, it happens so fast. Somebody will just come out of nowhere, so keep your head on a swivel. You just never know. All right, let's get to Tommy Alexander down in Matagorda and see what he's up to. Good morning, Captain Tommy. Tommy boy.
What's up, Mickey? Man, I just got home.
Just got home?
Yeah, well, late last night, yeah.
Oh.
We went to Cabo.
Really?
You went on vacation? Yep. We left Monday morning and got home late last night.
Man, well, you have fun.
I don't have too good a fishing report for you.
Hey, it's 4th of July. We'll take what we can get around here, man. We're working. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. I've never been over there. I've never really went anywhere. I mean,
Cabo San Lucas on the Pacific side? Yeah.
Right on the point. Basically, the point of the earth is what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the tip of the earth. But it's pretty amazing over there. I've never seen anything quite like that. It's pretty awesome. I mean, the waves where we were at, I know there was a hurricane. We had a hurricane that kind of went beside us, that Hurricane Flossie. It went kind of beside us over there. So it was probably a lot rougher because of that. But, I mean, the waves at the beach were like nothing you've ever seen over here. And that beach over there drops straight off. I mean, it's like,
oh yeah,
you can't walk out in it. They won't let you even walk out in it because they said it goes straight to like 15 foot deep, 1 foot off the beach.
Oh yeah, it does. And I can't remember where we stayed the last time I went to Cabo, but we were in a hotel right there on the beach, and we were on the bottom floor, and we had a little patio, and I mean, overlooking the beach, it was fine. And there was a point there where everybody was surfing off of it, had a great break there. And I got to sit there and sit on the back patio and have cocktails and watch guys surf. And one night I just kept feeling this vibration. The surf built up and it was shaking the floor in the room.
Yes.
From the waves.
That's right.
Breaking on the beach, a shore break was huge.
That's exactly what we had. It was so rough the whole time, you could feel it up into the room.
Right.
And you could hear it. It sounded like thunder when the waves went.
Right.
It sounded exactly like thunder. When you'd be in your room and you'd hear what you thought was thunder.
Right.
And you'd feel it. I mean, I don't know. They looked like 10, 12 footers that were just breaking right on the.
Did you go to the marina there? Did you see how big time that marina is? That's fine.
We did. We walked down there, and we were going to do a boat. We had a boat booked, and then they canceled it on us because of the
seas got too big. Yeah.
Yep. So we just walked around the marina and checked out all the everything in there.
Cool.
It was pretty cool. I mean, their mullet over there doesn't look like our mullet.
No.
The body looks like our mullet, but the tails are different.
Yeah.
They've got a V-tail with a black, it's like a black V-tail.
Well, in the Pacific, they got to have a good forked tail so they can swim fast. They got some critters after them.
Yeah. Well, we were sitting there looking at them, a bunch of them swimming around, and a big jackfish took off and shot right through them right there. We were just sitting there watching it, about a 10-pound jack, and just tore them all up. Yeah, there's some crazy stuff over there.
Yeah, Pacific's beautiful.
For sure. But yeah, the water, you can see. I mean, I could see down 15 foot deep. You could see the bottom.
Yeah.
No, everything about it was pretty. We did one of those all-inclusive things where you eat and drink all you want the whole time you're there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, all-inclusive.
Yep. I mean, once we got that resort, it was whatever you wanted, all you wanted.
Just put the heart on them.
Yeah, you just scan. They had a little wristband, and you just scan that wristband, and it's free.
Yep.
Drinks, food, it didn't matter, whatever they had. So I did that. That's the first real vacation I've went on in a long time, like years.
I know. I hadn't been on one in ages. Well, my vacation's usually deer season.
Deer season.
For Christmas, you know, my birthday and Christmas.
Yeah. But we're back now. And then I got a busy month. I've got a lot of trips coming up. I start back fishing. I'm off today, and I start back Saturday. And then all next week, I don't know, I think I got about 6 or 7 in a row. And then pretty busy the rest of the month.
Well, that's good.
Here we go. But I talked to one guy, one friend of mine, that he lives in Sargent. He went out yesterday and drifted around. He said he did catch a couple keepers, but it was kind of tough and windy and wasn't great.
Oh, y'all, they had wind over there yesterday?
That's what he told me, yeah. He
said it was calm over here.
He said it was a little windy, a little muddy. It wasn't great, is what he told me.
Right.
He stayed on the east end until he came out of Sargent, so he didn't even go down to our end. But he said he did catch a couple keepers, but it just wasn't great.
Right.
And then I talked to one guy that caught him pretty good waiting, like on Tuesday maybe. I don't remember. One of the days, a guy texted me and said he had a pretty decent day waiting. And that's really the only reports I have. I hadn't really talked to anybody.
Yeah, we got a little wind over here this morning.
Has it been pretty calm right now over there?
Yeah, it's been calm. Been just absolutely drop dead gorgeous. But this morning I'm showing a south southwest wind 14 to 16 at Eagle Point. A little lighter up by Morgan's Point. It's due south at 7 to 10. Offshore it's 13 to 16. So not good.
Figures. I come back and start blowing.
Got some southwest in it. Charlie's favorite wind.
Yep. As soon as I come back, it'll go to blowing. That's about right.
Yeah, maybe it'll lay around daylight. It'll come down a little bit.
I don't know. What's it for tomorrow? What's it calling?
Same thing tomorrow. You know, south 10 to 20 is what my forecast read, but you never can. The days that it was calm here, they were calling for south 10 to 20 both days, but it was calm.
Maybe it'll calm off next week when I start all these trips.
Maybe so.
But
weather.
Yeah, you never know. I mean,
said
if we watched that hurricane, we were sitting right there, and it was a Cat 3 named Flossie, they called it.
Yeah, Flossie, and then it kind of toned down a little bit.
Yeah, but you could see it because there's nothing blocking you. When we were on the tip of the earth there at the end of Cabo, and we were in our resort was like the farthest tip resort. Like we were all the way at the end, and you could sit on the beach and see nothing. I mean, you're looking out across the whole entire Pacific, and you could see that storm. You could see the hurricane out there. We watched it. You could see it going, and just nothing but lightning, and it was pretty cool to watch it. It was pretty cool at night.
You're getting that good swell off of, man.
Yeah, that's what it was. And the tide from the first day we got there, where it came way up, you know, because of that storm.
Yeah, Flossie's still out there churning.
They put a big rope out with some black flags, and they wouldn't let us go. That yesterday, they wouldn't even let us go onto the beach yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. It was fun. Never done it before. I knew it. Say I did it now. Now get back to the real world.
I've been to a lot of those beach resorts over the years. You know, Cabo and the Caribbean. I don't know, man. I kind of like the Caribbean probably the best.
I've never been to any of them. That was my first time doing any of that. Any all-inclusive, that's my first time doing that.
That's the way to go.
No, that's definitely the way to go. I've learned that. There's no way to be all.
I've done it both ways, and it's a lot more affordable doing all inclusives.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can just get after it.
Yeah, you can run up some big-time tabs at the bar and the restaurants, man.
Oh, man. And, I mean, you're sitting there at that pool, and there's waiters coming by you every couple minutes. I mean, you want another one, another one, what you want. And it don't matter. You can whatever drink you want to drink. You just as many as you want.
There you go.
Just get after it.
All right, Tommy boy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing Matagorda this summer, I know y'all been getting them pretty good. Fishing's picking up.
Yeah.
It's really good everywhere. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, it should be good. And I'm back to fishing now. I have a better report for you next week for sure because I'm fishing about every day, hopefully. So.
All right.
They can get me on Facebook. Tommy Alexander, but the phone's always the best. Text, leave a message at 979-709-8242.
You got it, man. Tommy, have a good 4th of July, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it was 4th of July.
That's right.
That's
it's 4th
right.
of July. All right, man.
All right.
See you, bud.
All right, Mickey. All right.
All right. That's Tommy Alexander and Matagorda. Now let's run over to Baytown. Let's check in with Captain Blaine Fryermuth this morning. Hey, Blaine, what's up, man?
Hey, Mick. Sitting
what's
over here on
the
dock of the bay.
Sitting over here, Tom,
fixing to go get them. I'm treating myself to a fishing trip today by
What
myself.
Happened to Nuzo, man?
No, they decided they didn't want to go. It's too hot.
Too hot? Not early?
Well, it's his wife. We always try to take her on her birthday on 4th of July, and she just said it's too hot, so... I'm treating myself, buddy. I've been fishing every day and with customers, and I am going to go. I'm going to make cash for myself, and I'm going to catch fish for myself.
There you go.
I'm going by
yourself.
Yep. I'm in the Tech City Tackle Time, and I haven't weighed anything in yet over there. I'm trying to figure out what's winning over there before I drive down to Tech City.
Well, I looked for you this morning. I went online, and they don't have a leaderboard or anything, you know, just registration and all that.
I'll call Boyd's and ask them. Somebody down there know. But
yeah.
The biggest fish I've caught, I don't get to fish very much because I've had customers all week, but I got a 266 trout, which is that was about a 19-incher, and that's not that big. But I didn't go weigh it in, and – I don't think I've even caught a big red. I've caught a lot of little ones, 5 and 6 pounders. But
yeah,
we've had a really good week, Mickey. It's been good. I've had everything from artificial to croaker trips to shrimp trips, from kids to grandmas to dads, dads and kids. Oh boy, we've had a busy week. But,
well, I'll be talking to Dave Fremont here in a little while at 5:20, and I bet he can give me an update on that leaderboard. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just text me text me because I'm going to blast out of here when I get finished talking with y'all. And I'm going to go try to get me a little 3-pound trout and a big old 9-pound red. That's what I'm shooting for.
All right, trout tournaments.
But it's, you know, when it gets calm, Mickey, it's so easy. My life is so much easier with these people.
Oh, yeah.
It's just many different reasons. But the most important reason, I can get out on the open water and get away from everybody, fish where I want to fish and where there's nobody at. And it's just easier on me when I don't get the heck beat out of me out here on the open bay.
Yes.
But it's been calm. We got a little breeze this morning down here at Thompson.
Yeah, we do. I was looking at that.
Done kicked up a little bit. You know, I don't know if it's going to lay down or not, but it doesn't matter. I'm gonna have a good time. It's just I'm on vacation for one day.
There you go.
I get to go fishing. Good stuff.
Your ranch has been getting a bunch of rain this week.
Oh, man. What was that, a hurricane or a tropical storm?
Tropical,
made down there in the bottom of the Bay of Campeche. It came right up, went through South Texas. Looked like everybody up there, San Antonio and Austin, everybody got a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
It helped everybody.
Valuable rain, man.
Yeah. At one point, the first day, one of my landowners called and said that we had 1.5 inches, and that was just the first day. So we had about another day and a half of just rain and light rain. So we probably got 2 inches, which is great. Makes everything grow. It's already July, and we're still getting rain in South Texas. That's good for everybody down there.
Make plenty of grasshoppers for the quail.
Yep. Quail and the doves are doing real well. They're probably on their second hatch already, and the deer's horns are going to be good again this year. The rain makes everything happen.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it does. It makes everything happen. But, man, it's been easy to catch limits of trout. We've had our limit.
Well, I hope so, at 3. Three pieces.
It's three casts.
Three casts. It's over. Wrap them up, folks. We're going to look for reds.
Now, everybody starts looking around. A lot of these people don't know that the limit's only three, and all of a sudden we're having 12 fish in the box, and, you know, it's, they say, I say, okay, we got to wrap it up and go look for reds. Everybody starts looking around at me and like a puzzled look on their face. And so that's it. All we're getting is three each, and we're not going to sit here and just beat them up. We need these fish for the future. I'm not going to just catch them all. So, but anyway, every day we do the same thing, and now we're getting our limits of reds every day because it's calm. I can get out there where they're at. And we're catching some reds on artificial, but most of the reds are coming with live shrimp under pop and cork, and I'm throwing against rocks. So it's pretty easy, Just it's because of calm conditions makes it easy. And of course,
our old buddy David Dillman just texted me. First place trout is 737. Somebody must have used their trout tag.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it had to be 29 inches.
Well, or 20. It's got to be over 28.
So we got a 20. All right, I'm fishing for reds, y'all. That's the end of my trout fishing days.
Yeah, I ain't wasting a trout tag on a 737.
But there's no way I can beat that. I haven't even caught a 7-pounder this whole year. So, you know, up here I haven't. So, I mean, I don't think I've caught a 737. It's been 5 years since I caught one 8-pound. So I don't know.
I hadn't caught one 7 or 8-pound since Harvey.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
Man. So we'll ask David Dillon what's winning the reds. So before I
the redfish, you're not going to like this either. It's an 871. That's a toad. That is a toad, man. Hey,
well, why don't you
go
my
fill
bubble.
Your freezer up with three trout this morning. Three reds.
Oh, my.
Get you a couple of flatties to go with it. Get you two, three pieces.
Does anybody out there need three trout? Six fillets. I'll be glad to give it to you today. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, that's the end of that story.
Well, David, you just busted Blaine's bubble this morning.
There's no fryer mood on the leaderboard at the Texas City Tackle Time.
Well, go for Gar.
Oh, yeah.
Call Opie and y'all go get some cut mullet and go catch one of them big gorilla gar we have up in Bay.
I'm not big for gar, but I can go home and get my stuff to go get them. But no,
hey, when we were in high school, didn't you win the gar one year and got you a new pin reel and all that?
Oh yeah, back in those days, they just gave prizes. I don't know. Yeah. I won it several times in a row, and all the Tucker Bunch and all our neighbors, everybody fished. We were
competing. Remember everybody used to fish in Goose Creek behind Robert E. Lee and in there by the Ford dealership, and you know, they're off Decker Drive catching them big old alligators.
I was 17 years old, and I caught a gar that was 7'3" and weighed 147 pounds, and I won the Texas City Tackle Time. And, yes, I won a rod and reel and a plaque, and I thought I was the best fisherman on the earth catching a nasty
Dillman
gar.
Texted me back, said he didn't mean to ruin Blaine's 4th of July.
Man, I had great expectations this morning, and now I'm just, what am I going to do now?
Shame on you, David.
Yeah, I just bought $90 worth of bait, so here I go. Let's see what happens with that.
There you go. $90 worth of bait to get a three-piece.
No, I'm going to go scouting there. I'm going to go hit a bunch of places I haven't been. Places that I have no idea if there's any fish, but I'm going to go there and find out, because when you have customers, you got to go to the guaranteed deal every day. Same, repeat every day. You know,
just
go get
do what
them
I do. Just go where you want to. And if you don't get them, you just run your old people off.
Well, no, I'm not going to run my people off. But I can surely do something stupid today and see if I can pull something off. So that's my plan now. That's a real good plan. I'm not even going to my number one trout spot. I'm going to go elsewhere. So here we go. I don't need no 3-pound anymore. My gosh.
Well, if somebody wants to go with you and fish for second place, how do they get a hold of you, Blaine?
If anybody needs some fillets, just give me a call at 713-703-6656. I think that's my phone number anyway.
I hope you catch a 9-pound trout today and have to use your trout tag.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. I don't even know the rules on that. I thought it was a 29 inch trout.
So. Man, it may be. I don't know. They were going to switch to 28 or something like that, but.
Can you get it changed back to 1/25 every day, please?
No, it's just dirty 30.
All right, good deal, Mick. But I'll talk to you later this afternoon. Are you cooking a brisket for us today or what?
No, I'm not doing a brisket this year. I am. I'm gonna eat everybody else's food, I think.
All right, good deal. Well, I'll call you this afternoon.
All right, see Blaine. You. Have a good trip. Be safe out there, buddy. All right, later. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.